The Citizens Advice column this month reminds us that we should all have wills. Chiara Saunders of Leyston, Saxmundham and District Citizens Advice suggests that this is a good time to sort out your will. And here is Sam to read Chiara's advice.
It might seem strange to focus on wills, but we think it's a good month to take time out and get your will in order. And if you haven't got a will, to know the advantages of making one. If you have made a will, is it up to date? Now is a good time to get it out, read through it, and decide if you want to revise it. And check in with your executors. Are they happy continuing in this role? If not, you should revise your will and make someone else your executor. And most importantly, have you told your executors where your financial documents are? You know, your will, bank details, tax statements, details of property you rent or own, pensions, life and other insurances, any debts or money owed? They need to be able to find these documents easily, because the executor's first job is to make a detailed list of everything you own, and so they can deal with your estate. Now, dealing with an estate is not a simple issue. Your executors will need to work out if there is inheritance tax to pay and may need to apply for probate, and that's the legal authority to administer the estate. They'll need to open a bank account so that savings and pensions can be paid into it for distribution according to your instructions, and deal with debts, tax, benefits, national insurance and so on. Your executors are going to have challenges getting it all sorted, and so putting your financial documents in one place will help them a great deal. And if you are one of those people who hides cash in the house, please tell someone where it is. And even better, put the money in a bank or post office account now. It's a lot safer and easier to find them under the floorboards. And if you haven't made a will, if you don't have a will, an administrator will deal with your estate, and they too will need all your financial documents in one place. We'd advise you to make a will. It doesn't matter how old you are or how much or how little you own, because without one, your estate will be shared out according to certain rules when you die, called the rules of intestacy. And this may not be what you want. For example, even if you have been living with your partner for 20 years, they may not inherit unless you are married or in a civil partnership with them. And you may think that your estate will automatically pass to your children or grandchildren, but this is not necessarily so. If there is a surviving partner, children inherit only if the estate is worth more than a certain amount, and that's currently above £270,000. So our advice is, make a will if you haven't got one. Review your will every few years and revise it if you need to. Check in with your executors. Are they still happy with their role? Keep your financial documents in order and in one place, and do tell your executors where they are. Put any hidden money in an account. You will save your loved ones a lot of time and worry if all your money is safe and they don't have to hunt for it. And if you'd like advice on any of these issues, please contact us. We can explain how to make a will at minimal cost. And because we get a lot of questions about probate, what this is and how to apply for it, we'll deal with this in a future article. If you need further advice, you can contact Citizens Advice using the website www.citizensadvice.org or by ringing 0800 144 8848 or by calling in to see the triage team at one of our offices. And you can find details of opening hours at www.ncab.org.uk.
Thank you, Sam.